This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the House Ways and Means Committee are back at the tinkering, if not the refining, of the Republican tax bill today. In this 400-plus page bill, we note that there are some bits that seem to have little to do with actual taxes and more to do with winning over supporters. Marketplace's Rima Crace explains.
Buried in the bill is a win for pro-life activists. There's a provision that explicitly lets parents set up a college savings plan for a quote-unquote unborn child, defined in the legislation as a child in utero.
This is a concrete recognition within the U.S. tax code that a fetus is an unborn child.
Mark Jones is a political science fellow at Rice University. He says another provision would allow tax-exempt religious organizations to engage in political activity.
It's almost purely symbolic because none of it actually affects the amount of revenue raised or the amount of revenue lost.
Lawmakers often include these kinds of provisions when they're having trouble advancing legislation directly, says Vanessa Williamson of the Brookings Institution.
And, you know, I think that's even more true this year because the Republican Party has struggled to bring much home for their constituents.
And she says Republicans are already planning to pass the bill without Democratic votes. So including rah-rah language to gin up the support among social conservatives will not hurt. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.